Hello?
Hi, this is Michael from Near Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential, so are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you. Let me continue. Do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or an independent?
Democrat.
And in this November's election, which way are you more likely to vote? Number one, for Kamala Harris as president, Colin Allred running against Ted Cruz for Texas senator, and all Democrats running for other offices here in Texas, or option two, for a mix of Democrats and some Republican candidates if they are better?
All Democrats.
And which of the following seven reasons the biggest motivator for you to cast your vote in the 2024 elections and vote for Democratic candidates? So the options are, number one, to fix the electric grid to make it more reliable. Two, to support public schools by stopping the diversion of taxpayers' money for private school vouchers. Three, to address gun violence and mass shootings with common sense gun laws. Raise the age to 21 for assault weapons and restrict guns if have mental illness history. Four, to make auto and homeowners insurance more affordable. Five, to stop Texas Show Me Your Papers law, allowing local police to stop any vehicle or person they consider suspicious and immediately deport them out of the country if that person does not have proof of citizenship on them. Six, to stop Texas' extreme abortion ban, and seven, to stop Donald Trump and his MAGA followers.
Well, definitely the last one.
The last one, okay.
Yeah.
And which is the next biggest motivator to you from the same list? I can list the list again if you want.
What was your question?
What's the next biggest motivator? The first one you said, the Donald Trump thing.
Definitely would be abortion.
Okay. Just a moment here. And in your opinion, which of these five is the worst thing about Texas anti-abortion laws? The options are, one, punishes doctors who perform a medically necessary abortion with prison. Two, requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11. Three, fines any family or friends $10,000 assisting a woman traveling out of state to get a legal abortion. Four, takes away women's freedom to control their own bodies and health care decisions. Or five, no exceptions for when the life of the woman is at risk.
What was the question first? Which one is the worst?
Yes. Which of these five is the worst thing about Texas anti-abortion laws?
Okay. Everything is bad. Can you list it again?
Yes. Number one, punishes doctors who perform a medically necessary abortion with prison. Two, requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11. Three, fines any family or...
Number two.
Number two, okay. And what is your gender?
I'm a woman, female.
Thank you. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
I'm 52. I'm 51.
So. Okay, got it. Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be either Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Spanish or Latino ancestry?
Spanish, other Latino, Latina.
Thank you. Do you have at least one college degree that required 4 years or more to obtain?
Yes.
And finally, mark yes or no if you regularly use each of the following to get your news or entertainment. The first one is Twitter, TikTok, or Instagram. Yes or no?
None
of that. News or entertainment?
None.
No. Okay, next, TV streaming like Hulu, ESPN Plus, Peacock, or Paramount Plus?
Well, Netflix. I guess it's going to be on the Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
Netflix.
Okay, so yes?
Yes.
Next, TV channels, Fox, Fox News, or OAN?
No.
YouTube TV?
No.
TV channels, MSNBC or CNN?
Yes.
And finally, Facebook?
Not really. I mean, I don't, I have a Facebook account, but I don't really go there.
Okay, not a problem. So this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
All right.
Goodbye. Have a nice day.